Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
The following podcast is not affiliated with the developers who have created the games being reviewed. The reviews are solely the opinions of the hosts to be used to make an educated decision on what games to download and play.
Hello, gamers, and welcome to Budget Arcade, the number one free-to-play gaming podcast in the world. I'm Scott.
My name is Jeff.
Hey, I'm Mark.
And welcome to episode number 82. Just to recap, we play a free-to-play game every other week, and then we rate and review it. Mark, what was this week's game?
Yeah, so we played Pokemon Go from developer Niantic, who you may know from other smash hits such as Harry Potter, Wizards Unite, and Ingress Prime. I have never heard of Ingress Prime, but it is an augmented reality mobile game. It was released in July of 2016, and it is available on the iOS and Android device.
Yeah, Ingress is actually the game that started all of this out. All these games are based around that, and Niantic's Ingress is what is the framework of all these other games. Everything that they've done in every one of these games, you can directly funnel it back to Ingress. But I had Ingress on my very first Android phone. It was preloaded on the phone, and I couldn't even delete it off the phone. It was like
that's what ingrained. They call bloatware.
Yeah, it was basically bloatware. But I played it a little bit whenever I had my first phone. Luckily, subsequent Android phones that I've had after that.
Not subsequent. Didn't. They will come after you. Subsequent. There you go.
Thank you, Grammar Nazi
no,
Jeff.
No, I'm you, not. You, hey, you say it listen, however you want to say it.
Scott. You saw what happened with Mark and Suedo, okay? I'm saving you. You can choose to edit it out. Subsequent or whatever madness you said. Subsequent. Go ahead.
Anyways, so yes, let's talk about the gameplay of Pokemon Go.
Gameplay.
So I got it.
No.
Wait a minute.
You took over the gameplay on the last
but
episode.
But I take over the I'm gameplay gonna, on it's... every episode. Go ahead.
I didn't play this game.
So, yeah, I figured. The augmented reality is, you know, it's kind of a choice. You don't have to do that. It's available, like, you basically everything that is on the screen will be overlaid from your camera, what the camera is seeing, or you can switch it over to everything that would be in the Pokemon world, which I feel personally is probably the better choice because I think it's less intense on your phone. I don't know if you guys felt that way or if you guys switched back and forth or even tried either one.
I didn't notice that setting. You have the same phone as me. You have a Google Pixel 3A, right?
Yes.
Okay, so
3A XL.
We have the exact same phone. I had no issues running the game whatsoever. It loaded up fast, looks good. It is simplistic in its graphics, though, at least, like, so you have the world map, which is really like a street view, but a bare-bones street view. Like, you just see the street, and whatever is not streets is green. Now, we are in quarantine. I did not go adventure out, so I don't have the full Pokemon Go experience. I played Pokemon Stay, and Pokemon Stay is not a good game. All right, because I caught like a total of 3 Pokemon. And the way I had to game it is I quit the app and it killed it and reloaded it. And then there'd be a Pokemon nearby and I captured that. But the game looks good, but it is.
You probably ran out of Pokeballs too, right?
No, because so one of the things they do is, and it's not technically paywall because it's free, but you periodically get these free boxes. And I got 30 Ultra Balls, like, right out of the gate.
Yeah. So, all right. I guess where we should start with the gameplay on this is the capturing of Pokemon. When you load into the game...
What exactly is a Pokemon?
Well, I mean, the term translates in Japanese to English as pocket monster.
Are we doing that this episode?
No, I was just kidding. I didn't actually expect him to answer. I thought I was being a smartass. But no, go ahead.
The damn things but are anyway, 30 years so, old now. Everybody yeah. knows what a Pokemon
yeah, everybody is. Knows what Pokemon is. Pokemon is...
Chimpokemon.
Nobody
knows what that is.
I know what that's from. It's from... So.
Okay. Anyway, so, as you load into the game, if there is a Pokemon near your location, it will pop up on the mini-map. You will click on that Pokemon, and then you have the chance to catch the Pokemon. To do so, you swipe the Pokeball up towards the top of the screen to throw it. Depending on how far away the Pokemon is will depend on how far up you have to swipe to throw the ball out. Which
is there a way to get like a perfect throw?
So what I noticed is there's a circle
right around the Pokemon. Yes. And when you start swiping up, a smaller circle appears inside that circle. And I felt like if you've ever played like a baseball game, like the pitching in Super Mega Baseball has a very similar thing where the circle shrinks and if you hit it just right, it's a perfect pitch. And I was just kind of wondering is there a perfect catch?
I believe so. I have never myself gotten a perfect throw. I've gotten good and excellent, but I've never gotten like a perfect throw.
I get nice a lot too.
I think you have to wait till the circle, the secondary circle in the center is almost completely gone to get a perfect throw, but that's only my assumption. But anyways, you know, you swipe it up, and I had an issue where sometimes the Pokemon looked like they were closer than they were because they were a large Pokemon, and I would throw the ball, and it would fall at their feet, never even touch them. And I'm like, okay, so I guess this Pokemon is further back than it's appearing in the game. So that was an issue for me. But as you're throwing balls, if you manage to hit the Pokemon with the ball, it will be sucked into the ball, and then it has a chance to break out. It gives like three separate chances for the Pokemon to break out. Depending on what the Pokemon that you're trying to catch is their CP, which I don't really, I'm not sure what the CP stands for. I know it's their attack power when you actually have the Pokemon. But depending on if it's got a high CP, it's got a greater chance of breaking out. So you have your regular Pokeballs, your Master Balls, and Ultra Balls, I think, is all I was able to get.
Yeah.
There might be a couple of others.
Really? Do they have Master Balls in this?
I never saw one.
Isn't that what what color is the Master Ball?
The Master Ball is like the only, I haven't played Purple? Too many Pokemon games, but I did beat Shield, and you only get one Master Ball in that game, and you get it at the very end when you beat it.
Hey, did you ever play Pokemon Red or Blue, and you could kind of spam the Master Ball with a glitch? You get one, and then you can go do like some random adventure, and you get like 99 Master Balls. You ever do that?
No, I never did that glitch. But I will tell you that I played Leaf Green, I think it was, and had my one Master Ball, found a legendary Pokemon, got it down low on health, threw the Master Ball, and that Pokemon broke out.
I thought that was the whole point of the Master Ball, is that they can't.
Yes, that is the whole point. But for some reason, I don't know if it was a glitch or it was like a, 0.01% chance.
A bootleg Master Ball. You got the store brand Master Ball.
I got, that Pokemon ran off and I got hosed.
The Chim Pokemon Master Ball.
Yeah, if I had turned off the game and probably reloaded it, I probably could have gone back to there. But of course, I saved afterwards and I was like,
I was never
able to get that legendary.
Nice.
Yeah, it was pretty nasty. I was a little salty.
We really missed the boat with the Manscaped ads in this particular game.
Being ball-centric. Yeah, right.
Yeah,
we
dropped the ball.
They balls. No, we yes. didn't. Oh, we're the
there's
best.
There's going to be a lot of ball references here,
we're
aren't
the
there?
Best. Okay. Now, I don't know where I was going to go from here. So what starter? So the starters in this game are your original Kanto starters, your Squirtles, your Charmeleon.
Pikachu. Charmander.
That's not a starter. It isn't.
Yeah, it is.
In gold it was. Or yellow it was, but not in the original games. Pikachu was not a starter.
Oh.
Don't make me bring Teddy in.
You could still catch him though, right?
Oh yeah. But I'm saying a starter. Your starters in this game and in that game were the original Pokemon starters were Charmeleon. Or maybe Charmander. Is it Charmander or Charmeleon? I always get them mixed up.
Charmander. Charmeleon is the middle.
Okay. Squirtle. And then Bulbasaur.
Bulbasaur.
Yeah. So I went with Squirtle because Squirtle's adorable. He's the best.
Oh, yeah. You just started off fresh, didn't you?
Yeah. I never played this game in its heyday.
Okay. I did. So I was coming back to the game and already had, like, quite a few collected. I actually have a shiny Bulbasaur, which I upgraded to an Ivysaur.
From using that ball toner. Ivysaur, that's why your Bulbasaur was so shiny.
Yes. Okay.
I don't know what else. So I didn't get a chance.
You got to start off fresh. That's interesting, though. Okay.
Yeah.
Carry on.
Okay. You had mentioned on the last episode when we were going into this game that they had kind of updated it for quarantine. So I played Pokemon Stay. I didn't leave my house and I didn't have a lot of success finding Pokemon. So what did they change?
Okay. So, I'm going to have to go into some of the other stuff first, but so you can go to, it's basically what the Pokestops and also the gyms are all landmarks or points of interest within the real world. So anytime you go to a Pokestop, it's going to be something like a statue or a church or whatever else that is. And this is what I was talking about, how Ingress really built this framework where the whole point of the game was to visit these points of interest around the world. So as you go to them, like the Pokestops, you'll click on them as if you're within range of the Pokestop, and you can spin the little wheel, and it'll drop like Pokeballs, as well as fruit and other things. Sometimes it's like healing potions and other stuff for your Pokemon. The gyms, you can, depending on what team you're with. What team did you go with, Jeff?
I didn't get... You select a team?
Yeah, you should have been able to select a team. There's like the yellow, the red, and the blue, and I don't remember
unless what I the clicked names of each through it, are. I don't remember seeing that. I'm Team Rocket all the way.
What about you, Mark?
I was red.
I was red as well.
Maybe I clicked through it, called. But I don't remember seeing that.
Maybe you didn't get high enough level.
Probably.
I don't remember at what point you actually picked that. Because, like I said, I played originally and then came back to this.
Right.
But anyway, so depending on what color team you are, you can, if the gym is not occupied, you can drop a Pokemon in that gym after you do a battle with whatever's protecting the gym, if I remember correctly. And then whoever controls that gym will make that gym the specific color of your team. I believe it's been a long time since I've done a gym battle, but if you beat all the Pokemon within that gym, you can take that over for your team, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. So, but they also have the spinner at the very top of the gym where you can collect items as well. New thing that they did add this since I played is when you do the spinner on the gym for the very first time, you actually get a gym badge for that gym. And that wasn't there in the initial release of the game. They have raids now, which was a new thing that they added. And the thing that I was talking about, how they updated it so you could do play during COVID, is they given you a remote raid item where you can do the raid while you're sitting at your house. You click on the raid and then you use the remote raid item. Okay, and then they've also added battles, which you can do remotely as well. And that was, and actually adding the battles was a newer feature, if I'm not mistaken, as well.
I believe you're right, because I remember like battles being one of those things where it was like, why isn't this in the game? Like early on, yeah.
Yeah, and a lot of people were like, we need to put the battles in there, and they finally put those in, and everybody rejoiced. But you can do the battles remotely as well. I guess you queue up for a battle, and you'll find your opponent and all that, and then you can fight the opponent there. They added Team Rocket into the game, and they float around in balloons, and usually the balloons will show up, you know, pretty close to where you're at. I don't know if you found any of those, Jeff, whenever you booted up the game.
No, I did not see any balloons.
Okay, well, you had to zoom out sometimes. You'll see a shadow on the ground, and then that's Team Rocket's balloon above you.
Wait, really?
And so you... Yeah.
I wouldn't have seen that, though, because I'm on Team Rocket.
What? I battled Team Rocket at a Pokestop.
Yes, they do have that as well. And apparently, after so many battles with Team Rocket, you get pieces of this contraption. And once you get all the pieces, it creates this Team Rocket compass, and you can find those Pokestops where Team Rocket's currently holding. Let's see, I'm trying to think of what else they had added.
Let's talk a little bit about the battling and what that entails.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
You go into a gym or a Team Rocket battle, and it's your Pokemon or a team of your Pokemon, and it's 1v1, and essentially you're just tapping the screen, right? Did I miss the battle logic there?
No, you're right. You tap the screen, and then after so many hits with your taps, you can fill up a bar that will give you a special move for that specific Pokemon that you have, and depending on what type of special move it is, you'll have another prompt that you have to like collect the items on the screen to power up that special move. So like if you have a water Pokemon, I know it was like rain falling from the top right corner of the screen, and you have to collect all the rain droplets to power that up. And then once that was powered up, it would attack. But you had also during these battles, you get two blocks that you can use whenever your opponent does one of those special moves, and it'll negate that special move altogether.
And that's it.
Yeah, and that was the same thing with the remote battling against other players, too. Which I don't know if those were live battles, to be honest. Which they might have been, actually, now that I think about it. But, I mean, it felt about the same battling them as it did Team Rocket. And I think that's it for gameplay that I can think of. Can you guys think of anything on it?
Yeah, a lot of various types of Pokemon, whether they be water or...
Well, no, listen. All right, we're just assuming everyone knows Pokemon, Mark. I thought we established that with my inane question.
Yeah, if you let me finish my thought, I'd get to it. Thanks. So you can only capture various types of Pokemon in their element. Typically, if you're around a body of water, you're going to see an abundance of water type Pokemon.
And if it's raining out, too.
Yes. I thought that's a cool feature. You know, it uses your phone's data to tell it what the weather is like outside. So I went to... This is years ago when this game first came out, but I had taken a trip across the country and...
Humble brag?
Yeah, no... get on my level. But I had taken this trip.
PS5 over here.
I had my PS5.
Didn't even smell it.
Because it's just no big deal for him to buy something big and expensive.
I didn't have to. I didn't keep the box.
And then
I threw the box away.
You're supposed to auction the box off on eBay. Didn't you know this?
You auctioned the box off saying complete. And then you cancel your eBay account. Right. Don't you know anything?
This message is specifically for Lincoln once he gets his. But I was in this kind of deserted area. It was in Arizona, so but there was an abundance of ground type Pokemon. And so I mean it that's a cool feature that it uses your location and near certain things to tailor the experience of certain types of Pokemon. Just a little bit in depth.
Speaking of that, Mark, when the game first released, I know that there was specific Pokemon that you could only capture on specific continents. And there was a guy in the beginning who was able to travel and actually got all, I think it was 150 was the first round of Pokemon, if I'm not mistaken.
Elliot would know, but yes, I believe that's...
Yeah, isn't that... So when the Pokemon TV show first came out, wasn't that the whole gist, you know, the 150 Pokemon, and they would do the song at the end of the show?
Gotta catch them all, Pokemon!
Yes.
Yes.
That was 150.
So, yeah, when the game first came out, there was that 150 Pokemon, but there was, like, I want to say... 8 or so that could only be captured on certain continents. Like, so in the Americas, it was the Tauros, which is all over the place here. And then I don't remember what it was in any of the other countries, but there was specific Pokemon to those regions that you could only capture in those regions.
Wasn't there a Pokemon called Avocado?
I know there's a big tree called Exeggutor, which makes no sense.
Eczema.
Executor.
You know what? That might be... Never mind.
Eggsplant.
Carry on. I'm not going to go in that.
It was Articuno. It was Articuno, not avocado. It was one of the bird ones.
I can't think of anything else. The berries that I mentioned before, some of them will... make it easier to collect a Pokemon, or I believe there's one that will give you more candy from the Pokemon. That's another thing I didn't mention. So every time you collect a Pokemon, you get candy. I believe it's 3 for your first initial catch, and then one per for every catch after that. And then if you transfer a Pokemon to the professor, you get another candy. The candy are used to upgrade and evolve your Pokemon. And I believe that's it. I think that's
yes,
all
that's
the game.
Yes, that's totally it. Paywall.
That's enough for us.
Paywall.
Paywall.
There is one currency in this game.
Oh, baby. How good is that? Gold. Classic. Simple.
Pokemon gold.
Regardless, it's gold, but it's one currency. That's A+. Wonderful. Leave it to Nintendo. Well, whoever made this game. I know Nintendo published it, but you know.
Niantic made the game.
If you were listening at the beginning of the podcast.
I wasn't, Mark. I think we're pretty much establishing that now.
Yep. Par for the course.
So some of the things you could buy was the lures, which are used at Pokestops to try to lure more Pokemon to that Pokestop.
Creepy.
So you can collect them. There, you could buy more Pokeballs, which, I mean, it was only good if you can't get to a Pokestop. You could purchase... what else was there? I should have taken notes on it, because there was a few things that you could purchase. Oh, you could purchase clothes for your character. So it's kind of like a pay-to-bedazzle, not quite a pay-to-win.
Well, you don't get any benefit from your clothes.
So no, you don't.
I mean, you're buying Pokeballs.
Well, no, so buying Pokeballs, yes, is kind of a pay-to-win. Buying the lures is kind of a pay-to-win. Buying the remote raid passes is kind of a pay-to-win. But you could get some of those from those free boxes that you were talking about, Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
I know of that. And then I think I got some from... So if you friend request any of your people that you know that are playing the game as well, you can send each other gifts. And sometimes they would come in the gifts as well. Oh, there was a questing system as well. You know, collect so many Pokemon in a day, you get a level, all that. But, you know, it was kind of... It wasn't, like, huge and in the forefront.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to think what else there was. I think you could buy more fruit, but I don't remember correctly.
Yeah, I think that the nature of this game isn't something you're just, I mean, outside of the hardcore players, you're not going to be playing it all day, every day, because it does require you to be out and about and making a day of it to some degree. So I find that the way, at least early on for me, the amount of balls it handed out was adequate ball.
The twigs and yep. Berries.
Isn't there a Pokemon named that?
Probably.
Replayability.
All right, so this game is 100% replayable, especially if you are going out and, you know, finding all these things in your area. I know when I started playing it way back in the day, I found out so many landmarks that I wasn't even aware of existed in my city.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a really cool aspect to this game.
Yeah, I think so too. Like, especially maybe this was not a best week to do this because, you know, we're quarantining pretty good over here in my household. But like I said, make a day of it. So when we were in Washington, where my wife's family lives, we, brought my son out there and he stayed with his cousin and her parents took them all out. They went to a particular town that was very good for poke hunting and they made a day of it, you know, and I think that's something that's kind of cool that it's a game that you play in the real world, not just in a virtual world on your phone.
Yeah, but it should be mentioned that this game eats your battery.
Oh, and your data.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I have unlimited data, so that's another humble brag.
Oh, I'm a humble brag.
Oh,
humble brag again. Look at that. I have unlimited data when I travel to Paris. Whatever, Mark.
You know,
I
flew to Japan on my PS5 using my unlimited data. So.
Oh, well played.
Sorry you guys don't have the level of my wealth.
Yeah, me too.
All right, Jeff, what...
I'm hungry.
Judgment.
Yeah, so at the end of each episode, we decide whether a game gets our seal or not. Requires a two-third vote to be approved or denied. Jeff, what do you say?
Yeah, I mean, yes. But in the quarantine, no. I mean, like, I guess if you're walking around your neighborhood and taking a stroll, it's fine. But you probably is not a good idea to be meeting up at Poke Stops and things like that. So, but I think from a general standpoint, absolutely, it's a good
mark.
Yeah, this game's not for me.
Oh God, here he goes. He only plays games that cost a fortune and come in, you know, gold leaf, whatever. Mark.
I mean, Mark, you had unlimited data,
right?
And where you work, there's a bunch of Poke Stops.
That's true.
Oh, that's true. And you work in a fashion where you're out and about. So once you're pulling over someone,
yeah,
you open up the app while you're writing your ticket.
Yep.
And you're like, hold on a second. I see a polywag over there.
Yep.
You just wait here, madam.
Yep. So, you know, what I typically do is I pull somebody over and I approach the car with my phone out, and I'm like, bro, did you see that Charmander that was back there? And they'll pull their phone out, and they're like, bro, I caught that Charmander. I'm like, dang it, man. Here's your ticket.
Well, you're getting a ticket unless you trade me that Charmander for this Rattata.
No,
he's like, do you realize how fast that Charmander was going out there?
The game is fine. It's a super casual game. You know, it's something that you can have on your phone that you can, literally open up wherever you're at and check it for 5 minutes, do what you got to do, and close the app. However, it's that novelty wears off for me, at least after a while. And it just it did. There's so many Pokemon now that you can spend, you know, a good amount of time with this game attempting to catch all of the Pokemon, but
gotta catch them all.
It's just not for me, and so, you know, I can't recommend it, even though I know pretty much the entire planet loves it. So
Mark, fine.
Yeah, don't be like Gnomic the other episode. Yeah, and
exactly.
Like,
I'm not.
I'm going to give it my thumbs up.
Don't make fun of Gnomic. Now, don't do that voice.
Oh, yeah, Gnomic.
But.
What voice?
That. Oh, my God. That's the voice I do for you.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, it's going to confuse people.
All right, so that's a thumbs up and a thumbs down. This is a great game. It does get my thumbs up, but with a caveat. This game, again, like Mark said, is a battery hog. And like I said, is a data hog, unless you're like Mark and have unlimited data. But I don't think either myself or Jeff
He probably has some guy that works for him that is behind him with a car battery that's plugged into his phone so it never goes dead.
It's called a car charger, Jeff. It's fine. I have his USB port.
Notice he's not
it's
saying
it's a portable
no.
generator, Jeff.
I mean, it's not 2004 anymore, Jeff.
So yeah, it's going to get my seal. Again, like, if you don't have unlimited data, I don't really recommend the game only on that alone. But other than that, I mean, it's a great game. It gets you outdoors and exercising, and, you know, a lot has come out of this game that has improved a lot of people's, you know, outlook on a lot of things. So this does get my seal. This is Budget Arcade approved. And it's been a while, but we've actually had a lot of commentary for this one.
Oh, right. Hold on. While you're doing it, pull up.
So which one am I reading?
I don't know. I'm reading Chadworthy's. You're not going to ruin it again, Mark.
So I've got an email one, so I got to do that one.
All right, I'll do Elliot's then. How about that?
Ew.
That works.
You two best bros now. All right, where is it? Commentary. All right, I got Chadworthy. Chadworthy, you going first. And it says, preferably read by Jeff if available. I'm here, man. Pokemon Go came out. Let me start over. I don't want to ruin this. Pokemon Go. He won't want me to read it again. Pokemon Go came out the summer before my final year of college, and it really got me through a hard time. It motivated me to actually go to campus because there were Pokestops and things to catch, and I would go on walks and bike rides specifically for Pokemon Go. The game released in the middle of a week, and that first weekend, there were hordes of people roaming around the campus and downtown, all having the best time of their lives. It really was a sight to behold, and that game bringing together communities worldwide was the best I felt about the world as a whole in my entire life. Throughout that first year, my wife and I played with several groups of friends and met amazing people. I've had so many great experiences because of Pokemon Go. After the first year or so, the game reworked their gyms in a really stupid way and introduced raids, and I lost all interest in the game. The original gym system wasn't perfect, but it was leagues better than this current system. The transition to have the game revolve around raids only works for people in populated areas. These two things ruined the game for me, and in its current state, I do not recommend this game to anyone. Thanks for the memories, Pogo. Suck a fat one, Niantic. Dang.
All right, so mine is from Alex. He's actually my coworker, and he's been playing this game for years. So, I have played Pokemon Go since the release date, now almost 5 years ago. The game has pretty significantly changed in that time, and nearly every one of the changes has been for the better. The changes to how gyms work, the additions of raids and levels.
That's okay.
Of raids.
You don't know.
Trainer battles, trades, the photos you can take with your Pokemon. Speaking of which, I took a picture of Ezekiel with my Magikarp on his face, and it looks hilarious. I'll send that to you guys later. It's quite funny. Anyways, back to what I was saying. All these things have greatly made this whole game much better and more enjoyable for nearly everyone who plays the game. From the casual fans to the elderly that just think the Pokemon are cool. To the people that do a ton of raids and trainer battles consistently, Niantic has really done a surprisingly good job of making this game have a little bit for everyone, and I think that is really why it's popular and has continued to grow to the point that this is now more popular than the summer of launch where everyone was out playing it. He goes on and on, but I'm going to end that there because it's quite long.
It's your friend.
Thank you, Alex.
Thanks, Mark. Alex, for your commentary.
Stop being so snide to us.
Actually, you know what? I'm going to do one more part of his because so he got his dad to play, who is now 80, to start playing because he went around walking in our neighborhood but kept getting lost. I showed him how nice the in-game map is, and after he downloaded it, he stopped getting lost. He has even ended up playing the game consistently and loves seeing all the cool Pokemon, even though he's never been a fan of Pokemon before, or even of a video game in general. So there, that's pretty nice about the game. Mark, you know this game has actually helped solve some crimes too, right?
No crimes I've investigated, so I don't care.
Yeah, we know.
Well,
no crime has ever been solved that you've investigated. We get your track record, Mark.
Listen, Hot Stock was super important for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Super important.
We got a bank robber going out. Yeah, but the PS4 is in stock.
Anyway, Elliot has some commentary and he writes, "My wife Tessa, from Tessa and Elliot Argue, new episodes every Sunday. Have played Pokemon Go."
Yeah, he did.
"In several big jobs." I would not give his other podcast a shout out.
You don't get to shout out podcast. Like it's like me going around being like, "Hey, Hitchcock chronologically every Wednesday in your favorite podcast app." I just wouldn't do that.
Jeff, should I put inappropriate beep in there so it sounds like Mark was saying a curse word?
Yes. No, let him.
I'm just from Tessa. I'm reading
Tessa
the
and Elliot beep.
Like,
hey, I'd listen. Never mind.
Anyways, so he says, He's played Pokemon Go in several big chunks throughout the years. When it was first released, like so many others, our summer was filled with hopping from park to park with friends in our free time. And like most people, after a few months, we became bored of the pretty simple gameplay mechanics. About a year after introducing raids, we began to play again with some vigor. We found the once a month weekend event to be enough to draw us back into playing. Tessa and I would often drive through parks or the occasional cemetery to pick up extra Pokeballs. Quote unquote, pick up extra Pokeballs. He didn't put those in, I did. Our second renaissance lasted over 6 months, and the only reason we stopped was because Tessa's account was logged out and she couldn't log back in, and in frustration she decided she was done playing instead of making a new account from scratch. Elliot continued to play for a few more months by myself, but found it was not as fun to play solo, so I gave up again. I dislike the high amount of playtime required to hit the crazy level cap. I'm not at the cap myself, but I never really felt the need to drop any money into the game in order to win. We have spent money, and that has made playing a bit easier. Overall, I think we've spent a little over a year and a half casually playing on and off. I think Niantic was able to create a really fun experience that we could both enjoy together and in a casual way that made it a success for them. So, that...
And Namek had a non-commentary that I'm not gonna...
I'll read it. My short...
Oh, you don't need to read it.
My short commentary on Pokemon Go has nothing really to do with Pokemon Go. While playing it one night with a friend walking to the gym in my town of 900, a little black kid meowed at me from the top of a tire. I scooped him up, brought him home, and fed him. That's how Howitzer, Howie for short, found a home, family, Pokemon Go!
So either Nintendo or Niantic or whoever release a little gadget that
don't you edit that out
syncs
I won't
syncs to your phone and automatically captures Pokemon near you?
That seems
no,
like cheating.
It would, no. It was a a step counter that would hatch your eggs for you, and that's something I didn't mention obviously, but. You can incubate eggs, and depending on how far you travel will depend on how quickly they hatch. And it was one of those things that you didn't have to have the program open on your phone at all times to do. I don't think it lasted very long, to be honest, because I haven't heard anything else about it after like the initial release of it.
Okay.
All right, so the next game we are going to be playing is Auto Chess.
Now, specifically, the one made by Dragon Nest. You can find this on Android. iOS as well as the Epic Game Store.
Jeff won't watch the YouTube videos for this one.
Say that one more time so I can hear it.
I just said you won't have to watch the YouTube videos for this game.
You're right. Because I've already played it, so I won't have to play any this week.
Take us home, Jeff.
Yeah! Actually, I'm playing it while we speak. It's a good game. We'll hear more about that next week. Also, do you want to get in touch with us? You can go to Twitter and Instagram at Budget Arcade. Check out our TikTok where we hang out with all the cool kids. It's TikTok.com/Budget Arcade Podcast. Don't forget our Facebook page, Facebook.com/Budget Arcade. Also, check out other podcasts from us like Hitchcock Chronologically.
Out every Wednesday.
Out every Wednesday.
If you want to support the podcast, you can join our Patreon at patreon.com/budgetarcade.
Hey, we gotta give shouts to the newest Patreon subscriber.
Oh yeah, Lincoln, our newest Patreon.
Welcome
subscriber.
To the team, man.
Now Lincoln can
even though he's kinda walking around with some cojones now.
Right?
You know? He just
a little bit
got a little
you
bit
too
of swag
can walk
and
around
his
with
stuff
cojones
now.
If you go to our Patreon. Join
also,
at the
you can join
level.
Our Discord. From any of our social media accounts, there's links in all of those, as well as on our website. Music is provided by Stimage, and you can download his music at metroidmetal.com. And game on.
Game on.
Podcast Network.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.